Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayishlach, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, Tez Zayin Kislev, November 30th, 2012. We're learning Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, and we're about to discuss when Yoav kills Avner. And we're going to start in Perek Gimel, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, just to read of Kol Psukim, to get to Pasuk Chav Vav. V'yoyav v'chol atzov asher ito yibohu v'yagidu l'yoyav leimor bo Avner ben Ner el ha-melech v'yishalcheyu v'yelech b'sholem. V'yoyav in Pasuk Chav Gimel v'chol atzov and all of the soldiers, the army that are with him, they came and they told v'yagidu l'yoyav leimor, they told Yoav saying, bo Avner ben Ner, Avner ben Ner was just here. He came to the king. Vayishalcheyu vayelech b'shalom, and the king sent him off in peace. B'shalom. We're not getting into b'shalom now, but we know when someone departs, we say l'shalom, not b'shalom. You see over here, b'shalom did not end up in the positive. It's Gemara. Pasuk of Dalit. Vayovoy Yoav el ha-melech. Yoav comes to the king. Vayomer me'o sisa. What did you do? Avner comes to you. Why did you send Avner away? Why was Avner here? He wants to trick you. He wants to persuade you and to find out. He wants to know who's coming in when, who's going out when. He's not on your side. V'ladas says, kol asher ato, you say, he wants to know all of your actions, everything you're doing. So Yoav hears from his soldiers that Avner was just in the camp. He can't believe David lets him go. He says to David, he's not on your side. Pazikhovov. Vayetze Yoav me'im David. Yoav leaves David. Vayishlach malachim acheri Avner. He sends messengers to tell Avner, I'd like to speak with you. Vayeshivu oisoi mibar hasira. And they bring him back, mibar hasira, which is what we ended off with last time. V'david lo yada. The Navi is meid. David has no idea about anything that's about to take place. Why is it so important for the Navi to say this? Because after Avner is going to be killed, Avner is the representative of Binyamin. Avner is the representative of Beis Shaul. David is trying to build up the Malchus Beis David by winning all of Klai Yisrael on his side. They love Avner. Avner is a tremendous, mighty warrior, as we'll say later. We'll repeat it. Chazal say it was more difficult to move 1 foot of Avner's, or rather I should say it's easier to move a wall of 6 amos than one of his feet. Now obviously you can't move a wall of 6 amos. How can you move a wall of 6 amos? You can't move one of Avner's feet. Avner was a tremendous, mighty warrior who protected Klai Yisrael. So when Avner is killed, David, lo yada, the Navi testifies he had no idea. Because David wants to show, I'm getting ahead of myself here, David wants to show he had nothing to do with Avner's death. Okay. As we'll see David's reaction about the death in a few minutes. Now, a few minutes can be next week also. Says the Radak, Pasuk Chavav, Mibar Asira. So Rashi says it's Shemakum. Rashi says it's the name of a place, and then he brings the Chazal, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we'll see the Radak. Nira Kisirim says the Radak, Kisirim v'koitzim hayamakum habar. Hahu? Nefichach nikro kain. That there were thorns, stubble and thorns, Hayamakam Habor, where the pit was, this well was. That's why it's called Bor Hasira. So you name something after, I guess, the agricultural, the metzias. I don't know, I guess flatbush. I had a lot of flat bushes. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Okay. Rabbi Seinu Zal Darshu says the Radak further, Bor Visira Garmu Loi La Avne Sheyaharek Shalei Hichzik Divrei David El Shaul. So as we saw in the previously, that the Bor in Sira is what brought about the death of Avner, because Avner did not agree to the fact that David really could have killed Shaul twice. When as the Radak continues, Shlohichli Divrei David El Shaul El Adachoy Sam B'Divrei Hevel B'Tzapachas Amayim Shalakach Mimarashoysov Amalai Echav In Aarim Shachacho Bebar Omatza David Sham V'Shekerhu Sham Shalakach Mirashoysecho. Over Kanaf Amil Amar B'Sirim Nechos Kanaf Milcha V'Nikra V'Lei Hergashtaboy Shenikra Omatzu David. These are the two complaints. That what happened was that when David snuck up and he took the jug, the water jug of Shaul, and the second case was when Shaul went to take care of his bodily needs, David was hiding in the cave and cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak. Both of these cases, Avner said that this was not David taking the jug, a soldier forgot it by the well. And by the cloak, Avner said as well that it was a thorn that cut it off and David found it. So Avner pushed aside both of these cases, both of these possibilities, and he prevented the shalom, the peace, from taking place between him and Shaul. On Avner's perspective, how does a general permit the enemy to get so close? So it's Bor and Sira that these two incidents, according to some, that brought about Avner's demise. Next pasuk of Zayin. Vayoshov Avner Chevroin. Vayateu Yoav El Toich Hashar Ledabri Itoy Basheli. Avner comes back to Chevroin. Yoav Yatehu, he turns him aside, El Toich Hashar, to the gate, to speak with him, Basheli. What does Basheli mean? Bishgaga. Rashi says, Shlo Yehavin Avner Shibaliba Lahargoy. Avner did not imagine, he didn't realize that Yoav wants to kill him. What does Yoav do? Vayakeu Shom Achoimesh Vayomas Bedamasol Achiv. Yoav kills Avner. Achoimesh is the same place, Achoimesh, where previously Asol was killed. In the same place, meaning the part of the body. In between the fourth and the fifth ribcage, where the liver and the gallbladder are. Still today. Okay. Vayomaz Bedama soil, he dies with the blood soil, meaning that because he killed a soil, he was killed as well. What's going on over here? Avner doesn't protect himself. How was Avner able to be killed? What did Yoav do? How was Yoav able to kill the mighty Avner? So let's discuss things outside and then we'll see some mefarshim inside. Yoav knew he cannot overcome Avner. You know, Yoav knew this. He asked him a halacha question. He asked him, how does a person do chalitza if they don't have any arms? Because you have to use your hands for the shoe. And Avner bends down and he demonstrates that you would use your teeth. While Avner was in a bent down position, says the Navi, Vayakehu Sham HaChemish. He strikes him in the same spot that his brother was killed, Asoil. But the Navi tells us over here, there's Basheli. As Rashi tells us, Bishgaga, and Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, in the Mekores Gedolos over here, he says, Pirush, Bishgaga Hashgaga Hayisol Avner. Whose mistake was it? It was Avner's mistake. Shloi Nizer Misinus Yoyav Shahara Gachiv. He was not careful from the Sinus Yoyav, from the hatred of Yoav, because he killed his brother. The mistake was to Avner. You weren't careful. Now, I want to share with you, in the Sefer Mishpatei Zov, he elaborates a tremendous amount on this topic over here. We discussed that, does Avner have a din of a nirdof? What's a nirdof? A nirdof is someone's being chased to be killed. If a person is being chased to be killed, you can kill the person who's trying to kill you. Who was trying to kill Avner? Asoil. And this was the machlokes, that was Avner permitted to kill Asoil, or should he just have wounded him? Well, Yoav felt that Avner should have just wounded him, Asoil. And therefore, he is mechuyev misa. He's mechuyev misa. He's a goel adam. Who's the goel adam? Yoav is the goel adam. Avishai is the goel adam. I want to show you the next couple of psukim first before we get into this even more. Vayikvaru pasuk lamed beis. No, that's not where we are. Sorry, I turned the page already. Pasuk chav ches. Vayishma David ma'achrei chein. Vayoymer noki anoichi. David says, "I am clean. I am innocent from any of this crime that took place just now. Mamlachti in my kingdom. Me'im Hashem al ad oylam." We are innocent. We did not command this to happen. Midmei Avner ben Ner, from the bloodshed of Avner ben Ner. Yachulu, Yachulu al Roish. We'll come back to this sukkah more in depth. Yachulu al Roish Yoav ve'al Beis kol Beis Aviv. David now is cursing Yoav and his family. Va'yikoris min Beis Yoav zav mitzayra masli ba'pelach v'neifah b'cherev v'chas alachem. That David is saying that there should be a Zav that comes out from him, a Mitzayra in his family. Masl Bapelach means you have to use a cane, the knife of a cherev, and that will die by a sword. V'chas alechem, he's lacking bread. V'yoyav v'avisha pasuk lamed achiv, horgu la'avnel al asher heimises asol achihem, v'givoy mamelchoma. Why did Yoav do this? Why did Avishai do this? Because their brother Asa was killed by Avner. Okay, so we saw David's response, the beginning of David's response. The Al Shech HaKadosh and the Mefarshim tell us unbelievable power and strength of Avner. When Avner was down and dying, he grabbed hold of Yoav and he was going to kill him. He was dying now. He was going to pick him up. He had him up in the air, smash him down to the ground and kill Yoav. This is a strength we cannot comprehend. People of Klal Yisrael ran over while Avner has his grips around Yoav and he can't break free. He's stuck. And they cry, they beg Avner not to kill Yoav. Why are they doing this? Because they see Avner's dying. If Avner's not going to be there to protect Klal Yisrael, they need Yoav's protection. And the Mefarshim discuss the godliness of Avner. And the Gemara explains that really Yoav could have been killed by Avner. Just like Yoav wanted to kill Avner, so Avner was the Neredof again, and he's killing the Rodef, the murderer. He himself is his Goal Hadam. Avner is his own Goal Hadam. He's avenging the blood. And he didn't kill Yoav. The Mefarshim say he threw him down. That caused Avner's teeth to crack and smash. This is the unbelievable might and strength. Physically, and Ezo Gibor HaKoivish Es Yitzray. Who is the Gibor who is he Koivish Es Yitzray? He conquers his Yitzhara. We can't even begin to imagine a person is dying. He has that ability to take that revenge, which he's permitted to, on the one who's causing his death, and he is beseeched by Klal Yisrael not to, and he doesn't kill him. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal says that we see from the conversation that Yoav asked a question to Avner. How does a person without arms do chalitza? Avner lost himself. He got involved in the halachic discussion. He says, we're talking about tzaddikim. It's a very difficult concept for us to understand. These powerful warriors, literally warriors. Rav Yashiv didn't walk around with an M16. Not in the physical sense, right? He didn't have his dagger with him. These were the greatest tzaddikim. Avner, they were warriors, physical warriors, and they killed people. But you see, explains Rav Yaakov, that the conversation was about Limud HaTorah. Because this is who they were. This is their etzem, the metzius of who they were. The question was, how is it that Avner went back in the first place to Yoav? And the reason was because he felt he was powerful enough to protect himself. But as the Navi admits, he was tricked. He was Besheli. He made a mistake. His mistake was that he should have protected himself further. There's much more to say in this, but I just want to show you the Radak on the Pasuk we just discussed. The Radak says on Pasuk Chav Tes, David's response is Yachulu al Roish Yoav el Kol Beis Aviv. David curses their house. Says the Radak, Yachulu, it should fall on them, the May Avner Yiflu. David said they were not permitted to kill. Beishar, some learn, the Gemara explains, is by the Sanhedrin, that they were by the Sanhedrin and Yoav pulled him aside and killed him. He continues the Radak, Ve'al kol beis aviv, im Yoav chato ma chatoi beis aviv. If Yoav was chayta, why did the whole Beis Aviv chayta? Why did everybody else get punished as well? Lo yomer elo al ha-misayim ha-isayi va-asayimchim es yodoy. The Radak explains that the way punishment works is only the guilty parties will be punished. And as the Mefarshim explain, Yoav and Avishai, Asol's other brother, were part of this assault against Avner. Continues the Radak, Omachzik ba'pelach. What does this mean? This was the curse, the klala that David gave. Machzik b'mishenes machmas choli haraglayim. that a person's going to have to hold with a, use a cane because of a sickness with his feet. He needs more stability. V'amru Chazal, kol haklolis ha'elu niskaimu b'zera shel David. Says the Radak, all of these curses came back on David's descendants. Lefi sheloi kedin kololoi. He didn't curse him properly. What is improperly? According to the halacha, the way things should have been done. Why? Acha shohaya ba'daitoi letzava yisalav lo'horigoi. V'chein osa. Because in Melachim Aleph, David HaMelech commands Shlomo HaMelech to kill Yoav. If Yoav's going to be killed here in this world, that'll be his punishment. He doesn't deserve this punishment as well, as the Mefarshim explain. If that's the case, he was mekalel him shalai kedin. A person mekalel shalai kedin, those curses come back to him. Continues the Radak v'chein. V'heichen niskaimu. Where were these klolos miskayim in David's family? Aizav by Rechavim. Mitzayra Uziyahu. Machzik ba'pelach Asa. Neifel b'cherev Yoshiyahu. Chasa lechem Yehoyachin. By the Golus. Generations later, David's descendants will pay the price from this Kalala. Pasuk Lamed. V'yov Avishai Achiv Hargu La'Avner Ala Shehemis Es Asol Achiyim B'givim B'Melchomo. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. What's David's response? He tells Yoav and everyone who's with him, "Kiru v'gdeichem v'chigru sakim v'siftu lifnei Avner." We are to rip our clothing in mourning, wear sackcloth, and eulogize lifnei Avner. V'hamelech David hoylich achrei hamita, and the king David went achrei hamita. The Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates that normally speaking, it's not derech malchus, it's not derech kov, it's not derech eretz for the king to go achrei hamita. The mita here means the coffin. However, David is hoylich ubacha, as the Gemara explains, David was going behind the coffin of Avner, and he was crying. After the bed of Avner, he was crying, and he was showing Klai Yisrael, in all sincerity, that when the Pasuk said earlier, V'David lo yada, and Pasuk Chavav, David did not know about this, and David did not command this to happen. And he was showing this to Klai Yisrael, going Acharei Hamita. V'yikberu es Avner b'chevroin, they buried Avner in Chevroin, V'yiso ha-melech es koiloi, V'yifk el kever Avner v'yifku kol om. He lifted his voice in crying over the death of Avner, and so did Klai Yisrael cry as well. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayikoinin HaMelech El Avner, and now in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we begin the second kina of Sefer Shmuel Beis, and it's actually Sefer, the second recorded kina in all of Tanakh. Because the first kina was that of David over the death of Shaul and Yonason. And now we have the kina that David will lament over the death of Avner. And Mitzvah Shem, next Friday, we'll pick up with this kina. And David, when he laments, he shows Klal Yisrael and he expresses his sadness and how he had nothing to do with this murder in his eyes. Why is that so important? Because David has a goal. His goal is to connect himself with all of Klai Yisrael. And if Klai Yisrael feel that he was responsible for this death, it'll cause a period of separation. One point to end off with is that the Mefarshim explain, I believe we mentioned it in the previous Shurim, that since Avner did not encourage the shalom between, by Bor and Sira, between David and Shaul, even though he tried to get all of Klal Yisrael onto David's side, he was not going to be the one, the Mefarshim explained, to be Zoyche, to get all of Klal Yisrael to unite underneath David. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.